Tonight we're going to read from 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10, but we won't get there just yet. We already read verse 8. I guess that's one of the pros of doing prayer and the sermon is you can double dip out of the word a little bit. The title to my sermon tonight is Strengthening Our Serve, and serve means a lot of different things. What I think about is how to serve my God, our God. And tonight we're going to look at some practical ways of how to serve our God and when to serve our God. And I'm going to say this now, it's going to be the first part of a three-part series because it's way too much in one. So tonight we'll just go a little bit through it. So before we get started, and I really want you to think about these questions, and I'll give you about 10, 15 seconds to actually think about it, and then I'll let you know what I was thinking about when I came up with these questions. So what is the goal of a lot of the things we read in the Bible? Why did God leave us the Bible? And then in 1 Peter, why is Peter trying to encourage his readers to stay strong? Why in the midst of persecution is Peter not telling his readers to go hide in the mountains? So the answers that I came up with, according to tonight's sermon, was we are given the word because God wants us to grow up spiritually. And as we do that, he wants us to serve him better each day. We are being encouraged to strengthen our serve, and I'll get to that in a second. And God's desire for us is for us to be the best servants that we can be on a daily basis. And before I get to the actual verses for tonight, I'm going to read real quick the first part of 2 Corinthians 5:20. And it says, "Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ." Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ. So this is our job. This is what we have to do on a daily basis. When we give our lives to Jesus, we are all representing him. If we are going to succeed in representing him, there are a few things we need to do. We need to resist the temptation to just sit there and sit back and wait for Jesus to return or for our lives to end. Our life needs to be about being a better and stronger Christian. And getting to the title of the sermon tonight, Strengthening Our Serve. Serve is another word used in the sport tennis. And I don't know what it is with Romanians especially, but they just love the sport tennis. I know my dad especially will probably wake up at 3 a.m. just to watch the Australian Open. It's that big to us. And I've tried the sport. It's very hard. It's probably one of the most difficult individual sports, but I know a little bit about it. So when I played, I was always, if you want to say, the underdog. I was always the weaker opponent. So my serve wasn't that great. I had a weak serve. And usually my opponent was better than me. So what they would do with my weak serve is they would slam it right back and they would just jam it right down my throat. Not literally, but they would hit it right back at me with a lot of power. And I would lose all the time. So just like that in our Christian lives, if we as Christians do not work on being better servants for God, the world will jam our faith right back down our throats. So just like the weak serve, they're going to throw it right back at you. If you're not a strong Christian, the world will throw your faith right back at you. If we are not careful, the devil will wreak havoc in our lives. He will get a hold of us and mess us up. If we are not careful, the cares of the world will devour us and render us ineffective for Jesus. So today we're going to look at one of the three things we can do in order to strengthen our tennis serve or to strengthen our faith and to serve for God. These are three areas we can focus on that will help us to be stronger in our faith and therefore help us serve our great God in a better and deeper way. So now we can finally open up to 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10. And if the youth has their Bibles, they can take them out as well. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all of your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Amen. So tonight, like with my title of the sermon, it said, strengthening our serve. And strengthening our serve requires us to know who to lean on. Strengthening our serve requires us to know who to lean on. And this is the first part of 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. So before we go a little bit further, a couple more questions. Where do we go in times of trouble? Who do you depend on when the chips fall down? Do we rely on our own strength? One of the ways we can strengthen our serve is by knowing who we need to lean on. First, we need to humble ourselves before God. That's one of the key importance of serving God, is to humble yourself. If we are going to serve our God to the best of our ability, we need to first humble ourselves before him. And in Matthew 23:12, it says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. It switches. I found that very interesting when I was going through this. And it really hit me throughout the week, and I really meditated throughout this week. God will exalt us at the same time, at the time that is best of him and for us. It is fruitless for a person to try to blaze their own trail. God needs to be the one whom they follow. And the passage literally tells us to permit ourselves to be humbled. Having an attitude of humble submission before God is a choice. There are things that happen in life that should humble us, but ultimately we have to decide to be humble for God. In verse 5, Peter actually tells us to clothe ourselves with humility towards one another. Here we are told to do this before God. And the second part to leaning on God is it allows us to cast our anxieties upon him. Last time I was up here, I talked about going to college and having all this anxiety and all this these thoughts of what I should do with my life, and I talked about the things to solve it. And one of the main things is talk to God. Get closer to God. He will always lead you in the right direction. So I may be using some of the things that I said last week, this week, or last time, and this time as well. So leaning on God allows us to cast our anxieties upon him. So the key five things that I came up with was our pride will keep us from leaning on God. We will think we can handle everything ourselves. And that's pretty much true. The person who humbles themselves before God will realize that they need him. Anxiety means to divide, separate the feeling when the heart's attention is drawn in different directions. When your mind is full of anxiety, that is when we need to remember God is there for you to turn to for help and consolation. And just like in the next verse as well, it says, be sober-minded, be alert. And that's what we'll talk about next time, but it kind of goes hand in hand here with our anxiety. If we don't cast this on God, And to cast is to lay on another. Our anxieties, our worries. If we don't give those to God and we keep them in ourselves, then we're just going to be piled up. And in the end, we usually think that we can fix our own problems rather than giving our problems up to God. And the last one, it says, if you will not humble yourself before God, do not get mad at him when he does not calm your anxiety. So to kind of recap tonight, and I know it was really fast paced, but I thought that those were the key parts of leaning ourselves on God and knowing who to lean on. And to strengthen our tennis serve, our faith requires us to know who to lean on. And we learned that we need to humble ourselves before God, and leaning on God allows us to cast our anxieties upon him. And like I said, next time we'll learn to strengthening our serve requires us to be on the alert. And that was how I opened up with the prayer as well. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. And in conclusion, to close this out, a thought of the week that I know I try every week sometimes to maybe have a thought of the week, maybe have a verse that I can meditate. If I don't really have something to read, I can always reflect back on that verse, and it's something to meditate. So if you want to meditate on this week, when you're filling up your time to be busy for God, when we know something is taken care of, our anxiety leaves us. If we turn something over to someone whom we know can help us, we all of a sudden get calmed down. Who else can you think of who would be better to cast your anxieties on? Amen.
Amen.